RadioAction.zn, Radiation Protection Authority, a core regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening, the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines, President Chilema called for strong economy to drive employment. Italy launches mining land rehabilitation initiatives in northern province. And in international news, U.S. imposes sanctions on DR Congo ex-president Kabila, alleging rebel support.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized the need to build Zambia's economy as a key driver of job creation and improved working conditions. Speaking during Labor Day celebrations in Chinsali district under the theme Securing Zambia's Future of Work, Protecting Jobs, Skills and Pensions for Decent Work for All, President Hichilema said strong economic performance is essential for creating sustainable employment opportunities. The head of state has noted that a stable and growing economy provides the foundation for businesses to expand, create jobs and improve workers' welfare.
Third factor, time delivery, time is money. Efficiency, productivity is talking about effort multiplied by time. So time is money. All of this put together, it will produce prudence in government, prudence in businesses, Madam Goma, prudence even in the labor area, and will be a happier, growing economy. And the growing economy will employ more labor. Very simple. We celebrate Labor Day with that in our mind, with that understanding. That is, we celebrate this day, celebrate labor. We want labor to work efficiently, capital, employers to work efficiently, so we can expand the economy and grow more job opportunities.
Meanwhile, Zambia Congress of Trade Unions President Blake Nalala said that workers in the informal sector remain largely unstructured and need to be formalized to contribute meaningfully to national development.
Many workers are insecure short-term employment, especially the informal sector. They remain largely unstructured and they require formalization for meaningful national contribution. With rapid global changes driven by technology and automation, Zambia must invest in its workforce. We call for increased support to training institutions, workplace digital literacy, and stronger industries. Academic collaboration, local workers must be empowered to grow alongside expanding industries.
Italian ambassador to Zambia, Enrico De Agostini, has announced the launch of a rehabilitation initiative aimed at restoring areas in northern province degraded by mining activities. In an interview, Mr. Agostini said the Italian government is committed to supporting Zambia in addressing environmental damage caused by mining. He has noted that the project will focus on restoring affected land and mitigating long-term ecological impacts. Mr. Agostini has added that the initiative will also specifically address environmental concerns linked to operations by Sino Metals.
We have started with a project that will try and rehabilitate sites that have been degraded by mining in the north. You have all heard of this terrible catastrophe that has happened in the north, the Sino Metal catastrophe that polluted the Kafue River and so on. Now, this intervention by the Italian Corporation cannot, of course, reverse all the negative effects of that episode, but we will try to help Zambia deal with the negative effects of mining and unsustainable agriculture.
Development expert Dr. Kariti Nsamba has expressed concern that Zambia is still grappling with high poverty levels among the majority of its citizens. In an interview, Dr. Nsamba said the country continues to face a high cost of living despite progress recorded in key sectors of the economy. She has described the situation as worrying and called for stronger measures to reduce poverty. Dr. Nsamba has added that government should focus less on politicking and instead address the challenges facing the Zambian people.
Governments are institutions that have got the power to change things in accordance to the needs of the people are sound. You speak English, you are reading a report to the same people that I can assure you basically are aware of these things and have got a certain opinion. And so for me, it's a good chance or a chance. But let us go and talk to the Zambian people, the majority suffering, this 4%, let's find them and talk to them. That as government, this is what we think we have done. And let the people also tell you what they have seen. So that engagement is what is going to be the final judgment of what has happened.
Agricultural expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has cautioned that the country's agricultural sector cannot afford to remain dependent on favorable rainfall patterns if it is to sustain productivity and ensure long-term food security. Dr. Bulaya notes that increasing climate variability, characterized by erratic rainfall, prolonged dry spells, and shifting seasons, has made it clear that good rainfall alone is no longer a reliable foundation for agricultural success. He has emphasized that the future of Zambia's agriculture lies in the adoption of climate-smart technologies that enhance resilience, improve efficiency, and stabilize yields under uncertain climatic conditions. However, Dr. Bulaya has stressed that technological resilience must extend beyond seed systems.
We are promoting climate smart agriculture because it features, you know, the impact of challenges that comes with flooding, that comes with low rainfall. So our call is this, that our farmers should not be dependent on this rainfall package. They should be dependent on the technologies that we are putting in place to convey any challenges that may come because of poor rainfall or higher rainfall in certain instances. So our farmers must adapt, you know, to a climate smart agriculture technology. These technologies that would trigger higher production even in the low rainfall areas.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Road Development Agency says concerns over the absence of lay-bys along the ongoing Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project will be addressed as construction progresses. This follows a public concern over road safety, with reports indicating that more than 5 accidents have already been recorded on some sections since construction began. In an interview, RDA board chairperson, engineer Eugene Hazele, said it is premature to judge the final outcome of the project, noting that works are still underway. Engineer Hazele has added that the agency is engaging key stakeholders on additional infrastructure, including possible service roads and other features aimed at improving safety and enhancing the overall value of the project.
It's like we go into Kishima and say, Nshima is not okay, but Nshima is going to. So, the way I can answer you there is to say, we definitely engage in key stakeholders over the type of infrastructure that we add on to the dual carriage and issues like that to be addressed. I can only just say that, say, you may not be aware that we are also mulling over the possibility of having, for example, a service road.
The U.S. has imposed sweeping sanctions on former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila, accusing him of backing the M23 rebel group. Washington alleges he provided financial support, encouraged defections from the Congolese army, and even sought to launch attacks on the military from outside the country. The 54-year-old ex-president, who led DR Congo for 18 years from 2001, has not responded to a BBC request for comment. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The French news agency AFP says the Malian army and its Russian mercenary allies have surrendered a strategic military post as the joint offensive against the ruling junta by Tuareg rebels and jihadists continues. The Tessalit camp is in the far northeast of Mali. The large-scale attacks began last week, with fighters closing in on the capital, Bamako. The BBC's Paul Ngeo says Mali's military rulers are under intense pressure. Iranian state media say Tehran has delivered its latest proposal for negotiations with the US to Pakistan, which is mediating between them.